Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Big Brother 19 live feed update for July 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I have brought you a wonderful guest. It's Liana for the Liana Saturday.
Yes, the aptly named Liana Saturday, which is pretty much just as creative as the Taryn Show, so I think we're on brand here.
I told everyone I'm really great at naming things, so, When I name things, you know exactly what you're getting. Taryn's and shows and Liana's and Saturdays. They're just, you know, it's all good.
I'm pretty sure you snuck in and upped the maze race name, which they probably had before. Like, roll a ball down a maze and don't let it fall in the hole. So I think you helped him out on that one.
Yeah, and the billboard bashers. I'm you know, just top notch.
You're just killing it. Wow. All over the place.
People should be hiring me to name things for them. It's just, all right. So, and not to mention we're doing a live feed update. That's the official name of this podcast, I think. All right. So let's get into the live feed update. We're going to talk to you about everything that went down on the feeds last night. We finally got the feeds back. They'd been down. We missed an update, but we've got some information for you. There's a lot to update here. There's a lot that has gone down since Thursday night when the feeds went off. So, we have an HOH winner. We talked about it last night a little bit. They were just rumors at the time, but we were pretty sure that they were going to be correct. Liana, who is our HOH?
Our HOH is Jessica, officially.
Yes, Jessica won the HOH. Everything that we said last night apparently is true. She won against Christmas in the finals. And Josh had, in fact, been very antagonistic toward Cody and Jessica during the HOH competition, which is going to play into, I think, these nomination decisions. Liana, what's going on with these nominations?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, Josh was very on brand with his yelling and antagonistic behavior, and that landed him on the block alongside Ramses. So this is what the great decision that Jessica has decided to go with the at least the perceived target in the house being Josh because of his antagonistic behavior.
Yeah. So, you know, last night we were talking like, this is great for Ramses. He's going to be totally cool. Cody and Jessica should absolutely go after Paul, but they might be dumb and go after Josh. Feeds come up. And as I mentioned last night again, it was just like night one of the feeds. Josh and Jessica up in the HOH room together. They're smooching, doing their
Cody
thing.
Cody and Jessica, because that would be awkward if it were Josh and
Mark?
Jessica. Josh. It's fine.
It's a lot of names to keep track. Cody has not been in the house for a while. I need to get used to saying his name again. Cody and Jessica up in the HOH room. They're doing their own thing. There's a dedicated Jody cam at all times on the feeds, and that cam is back.
Oh my gosh. Well, because, yeah, of course. So the feeds, you know, feeds have been down for so long. I feel like an addict. I'm like, okay, when do the feeds come back? When do the feeds come back? And we open on the Jody cam. It's like, no, please don't do this to me. Thankfully, that didn't persist throughout the rest of the night. But I mean, it wouldn't be the live feeds if it wasn't Cody and Jessica cuddling. Ugh.
Yeah, I pretty much immediately was like, okay, they're up in the HOH room. They're having some fun. They're making, you know, kissing noises. And they've put Josh and Ramses up on the block instead of Paul. How soon is it going to be until Jessica loses her queen underdog status and everyone is back to, oh God, we have to watch these guys?
Has that not already happened? As soon
Probably.
As the feeds were back and we saw the cam, and then once we figured out that Ramses and Josh were nominated, I mean, oh, it's so frustrating because Jessica said in the episode, this is the best case scenario, having Cody coming back into the house. And all I could think was, no, girl, no, this is horrible for your game. And even when I thought that there was a possibility of them targeting Paul, I was like, okay, at least they're going to make a big move, make the best out of this situation, especially with having the halting hex as this fail safe. No, they didn't even do that and put up Ramses and Josh with the target being on Josh, except Ramses is probably going to go home this week.
Yes. So Paul goes up to the HOH room shortly after the feeds turn on. He's talking about like, thank you guys for not putting me up. I really appreciate it. Don't worry about it. Josh is basically on his way out. He did it to himself. He's in a room crying on his own. Then we cut to Josh in the room crying on his own. And he's like, oh, man. Loyalty. This is what loyalty gets you. As long as I stay loyal, give my word to the right people, I'm going to be good. And whoa, whoa, he's going to be good. Okay, so Paul has managed to somehow get Ramsey's up on the block, and now he's going to flip the vote on Cody and Jess again and send Ramsey out the door, which is a pretty good move, I've got to say. You know, we've been skeptical about, like, should we be giving Paul credit? He's been safe. You know, that definitely gives him a leg up, but he is no longer safe. His arch nemesis has returned back into the house with an uber power. And then his girlfriend wins HOH. This Jessica, who should be gunning for Paul, and instead is going to be gunning for Josh. And instead of hitting Josh, she's going to hit Paul's biggest threat in the game other than Cody right now, Ramsey's. If Ramsey's goes home here, I mean, this is a slam dunk for Paul.
Yeah, Josh got Lyft power instead of Uber power this week. But it's so funny because watching the feeds, if someone had the good sense to just turn to the camera and tell us what was going on, that would be fantastic. But of course, that doesn't happen. So we're sort of like archaeologists piecing together what has happened with a few bits of broken pottery and the remains from buildings. So from what we've gathered, Josh being super pumped, monologuing about loyalty, you know, giving his word to the right people and not listening to others, we get the sense that, yes, Paul has gathered his snake time alliance, whatever it's called, of, you know, Paul, Alex, Whistlenut, Christmas, Josh, obviously, and then possibly Maven as well, to go against what the HOH wants and to actually get out Ramsey's this week, which, if, you know, evidence from last week, again, we weren't able to see how this conversation, like how this conversation went down and how these noms were actually decided. But considering that Paul was pushing so hard for Ramsey's to go last week, we just have to imagine that Paul was behind Ramsey's actually going up on the block.
Yeah, I imagine so. And yes, we have Christmas talking to Matt and Raven about, hey, we should be considering whether we should flip this vote on them. And then Matt and Raven later talking and saying, man, I can't believe Jess thinks that she has the votes to take Josh out. I mean, that's really naive. Bless her heart. But man,
yeah. I didn't realize they're from the Midwest. Like, oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. this is not looking good for them. It's really crazy that Ramsey's is up on the block here. He really should be good. And I can't believe that Josh and that Cody and Jess are making the same mistake they did before, which is thinking they have the votes and having somebody up on the block that is not necessarily after them.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you phrase it that way, because I almost see this as a complete overcorrection from the move that Cody made, because now it's like, okay, we are going to put up the person that the house has wanted to theoretically target for weeks in Josh, and then Ramsey's, who has nobody. So this is, you know, them just trying to be as transparent as possible, get as little proverbial blood on their hands as possible, which I understand from a very, very simplistic understanding of the game, but this is not a good move. Again, with the halting hex as a failsafe, I really think that Jess should have taken this opportunity to put up Paul and Raven to try and get Paul out of this house.
Yeah, I think that Jess and Cody think, okay, our mistake last time was taking a big swing, mm-hmm. and that just failed. But I think what they fail to realize is that going after Paul wasn't the mistake. Putting Paul/Christmas next to Jillian was the mistake, because you allowed for Jillian to go home. What you should have done in the first place is put Paul right up next to Christmas, or that, you know, something like that. You need to mm-hmm. put two people up where either way, if either one of them goes home, you're good. If you put up a pawn that, you know, that is theoretically on your side that you're trying to work with, that gives people outs to say, well, I don't want to work with you. I want to work with Paul. And so I'm going to stick with Paul and do what he wants. And they're doing the same thing again, where, you know, Ramsey's is theoretically on their side. Why is he on the block? He should not be on the block. It should be Paul and it should be somebody else. It, you know, these people, they voted you out. They all were in on the plan to backdoor you. It's okay to put them up and be like, look, you're a pawn next to Paul. I'm trying to get Paul out because he took me out. They'll understand.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, you're going to put up Ramsey's? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. They're trying to be, I guess, as inoffensive as possible with these nominations by putting up two people that the majority of the house has neglected in some way. And I think that, you know, they think that that's going to garner them favor later on, which no, pumpkin, no.
Yes, and I have seen a lot of people saying maybe they're trying to backdoor Paul. Maybe there's a backdoor Paul plan in the works. As far as I'm aware, that is not the case. They talked alone saying, just a few more days until Josh is out of this house. Thank God. We need him out. He's so annoying. He thought that we were both going to leave before him. But guess what? He's leaving this week. About that.
Yeah, I mean, even if they were going to backdoor Paul, this is still not the way to go about it, because in my mind, Josh or Ramses would go home anyway. And Mark, who actually Mark and Elena have been left out of Paul's plan to get Ramses out this week. Mark had a conversation with Paul where he was telling him, look, man, you know, even if you do go up, we're still not going to vote you out. We have the votes to keep you. So if for some reason Cody and Jessica did decide to do some sort of backdoor option, Paul's still not going to go home.
Yeah. We have a question from John Densford who asks, is this a credit to Paul or a discredit to Jess? I think it's probably a bit of both, especially not having seen exactly what went down. But I think we have to give a lot of credit to Paul. He's been putting a ton of work in to make sure Ramses stays on the outs and stays as a potential pawn slash person to go home. And really, I mean, everything we've seen him do up until this point has been very impressive. We've just been saying maybe it's too hard too fast, and maybe his immunity has helped him get to this point. And I still think the after effects of his immunity are probably helping him here. But this is impressive on Paul's part. Regardless of how bad Jess is at this game, Paul should be on the block right now, right?
Yeah, I would absolutely co-sign that. I think it's a combination of Paul working so hard to get Ramses up last week, and then him, you know, still building a relationship with Jessica, somewhat of a relationship. I don't know, you know, we speculated about Cody thinking, oh, okay, I want to go back in and I want to work with Paul. I don't know how much of that held true. Again, we weren't able to actually see what went down and how Paul was able to possibly get in with this Alpha Alliance. And possibly, you know, I don't know, Cody respects him for going up against him in the not battle back, but challenger back in Evictionville or whatever it was. I don't know.
Battle back showdown?
Yeah. Was the battle back showdown? Was it still that challenger bit? Was that still part of the name?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is that Paul absolutely gets credit for this. I mean, Jess, I haven't seen a whole lot of her when it comes to strong gameplay anyway, so we can probably also assume that this is partially her bad move, but ultimately I think a lot of the credit goes to Paul.
Yes, we have a question from Brett who asked, did Jessica tell Cody that she has the halting hex? As far as I'm aware, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen her talk to him about it. I assume that she told him, but I don't have any confirmation. I don't think they talked about it. She did lie to Paul about it. Nobody else knows about the halting hex still, but we're not entirely sure whether Cody knows, but I think we have to assume that he knows, right?
I mean, I think that that's a safe assumption. I don't think that either of them are strategic enough game players to know exactly what to do with the halting hex, apart from just using it outright if they end up on the block next week, which is highly probable. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jessica does with it and if she tries to use it to her advantage to actually make moves before it's put into place.
How funny would it be if word gets out that the vote is going to flip on Ramses and Jess decides, okay, maybe I need to use the halting hex on my own HOH week.
Oh my gosh.
Let me just try this again. I really messed this up.
Yeah, well, we'll get to hear her fantastically crafted rhyme. So I'm here for it no matter what.
Yeah, it would be great, especially because like normally you'd think she's going to be on the block. She's going to do it during her like final plea, but this would be like she'd have to like interrupt, be like, actually, hold on.
Yeah,
halting
right.
Hex rise.
I don't know how that would work. I wonder if production would be like, oh no, sorry, you can't use it when you're HOH. We'll get some new rules when it comes to the halting hex, I'm sure.
Maybe. Okay. So they have finally replaced Dominique's talk show. They did a friendship talk show. What was it called? The Friendship Talks or something?
Yeah, it was just Friendship Talks. It was also referred to as Kevin's show, which is funny.
Yes.
But they made direct, they were like, oh, no, you don't have to say where they're from. This is not Dominique's talk show. So they're clearly rebranding with this one.
I will say it is better than Dominique's.
Oh, it's so much
show.
Better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much better.
Yes. Puya points out it's a casual corner. They called it casual corner as well. No, sorry. Casual corner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, I was so mad because I was listening. I had quad cam on. I was listening to both feeds, and then Maven would start whispering something. I was like, I have to listen to them. I'd rather hear about Elena's perfect date. This isn't fair.
Yep. It was pretty good. It was pretty funny. Kevin is just, he's hilarious to listen to, all of it. So Jason also talked about this whole plan to potentially take out Ramses. He's a little skeptical of Paul here. He feels like, I mean, this is typical Jason. He's just skeptical of everything. He's like, could Paul be setting us up? Is he running up there telling him that we're going to flip the vote and that it's all our fault and he's going to pin it on us and he's going to secretly vote Josh out?
Yeah. I mean, Whistlenut is somebody who I really appreciate watching on feeds, but he is crazy. I mean, he runs around like some sort of mixture of the Kool-Aid man and the Tasmanian devil that has Tourette's, where he's just like yelling and cursing all the time, coming up with all of these ideas. I mean, yes, when you pitch 100 different ideas, one of them is bound to be logical, which is why I think a lot of people maybe think he's a good game player. That, and he's up next to Alex, who literally said to an HOH that she was targeting showmances, considering he was in a showmance and aligned with showmances. So it's easy to see why he looks good. But Jason is just all over the place, can't keep a secret. I think ultimately he'll fall in line and go along with Paul, but you know, he talks incessantly, so who knows?
Yes. All right, so there's a lot of things up in the air right now. So basically, there's this plan to flip the vote on Ramses, but Mark is not in on this plan. Mark is like, we're set to take out Josh and then Ramses, right? So that's going to cause a lot of problems, I think. I mean, Mark is very dead set against Josh because of the whole fight, I imagine. And this would be, I think, like the third week in a row where everyone is on board with the plan, but Mark disagrees, and then they have to get Mark on board. How much more of this is Mark going to take?
I don't know. How many more tears does he have to shed? It's possible he could stick with this the whole season. I think what's more interesting to me is the fact that Elena is now also left out of this decision, because she was in on the Dominique going home, whereas Mark was the odd one out. And in this case, both of them are being isolated and aren't being told the situation. So I'm actually more curious to see how Elena responds to this, because this is the first time she's really been out of the vote. And considering the fact that she thinks she's Paul's right-hand woman, Paul is the one who's hiding this from her, and she's the one who could end up having the blow up, not Mark.
Yeah, Paul needs to get Elena on board as soon as possible. I know that Elena feels like she does have a somewhat decent relationship with Ramses, which might be the issue here, but I think that the sooner you get Elena on board, the sooner Mark is also going to be on board, and then you don't want to cause this strife right now if you don't have to, especially because even if this plan does go through, which it probably will, assuming nothing weird happens with the veto, this is a coup for Paul. This is amazing for Paul. However, since Jessica and Cody do have this halting hex, they're basically immune for the next 2 weeks after this, meaning Paul is about to screw them over and they have essentially a free life in the game. And that's not going to be great for Paul, even though this is a great move for him, right?
Well, and especially if Paul continues to alienate and keep Elena out of the information, because Elena does have somewhat of a relationship with Jessica. They've been able to sort of build that back up during the week when Cody was gone. And so if Elena or Mark are left in the dark and end up coming into power, that could really be bad for Paul. I think it's going to be interesting to see where all of this goes and whether or not, you know, Elena is wrapped into the plan.
Yes. And another thing that could throw a wrench into this is if Ramses wins the veto. Carol asks, maybe Ramsey will win the veto. And, you know, if so, what happens then? Who goes up? I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the reason why Paul maybe hasn't told Elena so far is because they're really trying to keep this under wraps. So they have, everyone has gone to Josh multiple times and said, just keep being mopey, keep being sad. You got to keep being sad. You have to continue to make the others believe that you are going home and you are the target. Maven also mentioned that we're not going to, you know, yes, we're possibly okay with Ramses going home, but we're not going to really talk until after the veto. So while it looks like this plan is really solidly in place at the moment, things could absolutely change if Ramses were to win the veto and pull himself off.
Yeah, and that could make for some crazy feeds because, you know, basically, I think, like, because Josh is in on this plan, apparently, to take out Ramses, if Ramses comes down and somebody else goes up, then the plan might be, okay, well, I guess we'll just take out Josh then. Because who knows who goes up? It could be somebody, unless it's somebody like Mark, and then we're like, oh, maybe this is time to take a shot at Mark. But who knows? If the plan ultimately falls to, okay, now that Ramses is off, we're going to just take Josh out, then Josh is going to go ballistic. He's going to spill the plan, right? So there's a lot of different things that could go wrong here.
Yeah, I would be very excited for that. I would be hashtag team good feeds. But I have to think that, you know, in guessing who would be nominated in Ramsey's place, if Josh and or if Jessica and Cody are continuing the same line of logic, it would be something of, OK, who is the person who is least offensive? And I, you know, I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, it's who knows? Maybe Kevin? Maybe I don't know. I really don't. They haven't talked about it. As far as they're concerned, this is just another person who's a pawn.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
To send Josh home, not knowing that this is potentially the next target. So it could really go any which way. I imagine Paul would be instrumental in that choice. He'd probably point them in a particular direction. Who would Paul go after? Again, I think Paul might point to Mark. Because Mark is maybe the more difficult person to control of everyone left in the house, apart from Ramses and Jess and Cody. So, again, a lot of different potential situations here. And again, if Josh wins veto, who do Jess and Cody decide to target then?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the veto was really important this week, and it could change a lot of things and flip this house upside down. So, you know, hoping maybe for a Josh Ramses veto win.
Yes. All right. That will take place today, probably. So keep on the lookout tomorrow for another live feed update to see everything that happens with the veto and then see, you know, what the plan is moving forward. Who's going to actually go home? Hopefully this will be an exciting week. But man, this is a crazy situation. I really thought that Paul is going to be in trouble, that Jess and Cody, they've got this in the bag. I didn't think that Cody coming back was going to be good for Jessica's game because they're already kind of isolating themselves a bit more again. And now she's a much bigger target again. But the fact that she has the halting hex as well means she can keep herself and Cody safe for another 2 weeks, which is a long way to go in this house. And to have two people, one of whom is a very good competitor, I think that they're in a really great spot here. Even though they've totally blown the advantage they had for winning this HOH and potentially getting out an ally in Ramses.
Right, exactly. And the other thing we don't know is, what is this curse? That's still up in the air. We have no idea. And from what I understand, listening to Jessica speak, she also has no idea. So the house guests are, you know, are in for another surprise, as are we.
Yeah. We got a comment from, I'm not going to try to pronounce that, Riyad, who says, Baby Can is back. Should we talk about, do you have some thoughts on Big Brother Canada coming back?
Yeah, I mean, Big Brother Canada won the battle back. I was able to defeat Cody, so good for them. It's very exciting. It's, you know, it's crazy to think that I assume, you know, Rob's petition had something to do with that. And it's going to be fun to see, you know, if there are any changes that are made, because I have to assume with BB Can being brought back and being possibly revamped in some way, you know, they want to make sure that this is going to be a success. Yes, there was overwhelming support from the fans, but there was a, I assume, financial decision that was made as to why it was canceled put on hiatus, which is like the politically correct term for saying canceled. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens when it's brought back.
Yes. Kelly says they took the Glen of Temptation. I wonder what the curse is going to be.
I worry for any woman on BBCan if the Glen of Temptation is in play.
That should be the next Big Brother Canada twist. It's like,
oh, no. Yes, that's a great idea. Okay, never mind. You're fired again. I know that you were just hired to name stuff, but I think this is an X on your record.
Yes. Okay. So let me know if you have any more questions in the chat room. Otherwise, we will start wrapping this up. This is a fun update. I always like when there's a lot to like break down. It's always fun to get to play detective when the feeds come back. You're like, all right, what happened and how did it happen? Right? Like you're looking for clues. Like, oh, this person said this. I wonder if that means that this person is doing this. Ooh, man.
Oh, yeah. I have a newsboy cap and like flip notebook on hand just so I can play detective every time the feeds come back. So I'm all about it.
OK, well, we will.
They should totally hook up.
They should. Yes. We will be back tomorrow at noon Eastern to give you another update on everything that happens with the veto. Hopefully, you know, you never know. They could always delay the veto. You never know. But hopefully we'll talk about what happens with the veto then. And we'll be recapping the Sunday night episode after the West Coast airing. Karen Singbill from Big Brother Canada, speaking of Big Brother Canada, will be on the podcast. I'm extremely excited for Karen to be on the podcast. I feel like she's going to be a top-notch guest.
I'm always excited when Rob does impressions to the person, like the impression, because the Ken one went over so well. So I'm really looking for some subtle Karen impressions.
I want Rob to say to Karen in Karen voice, you know, I liked you on Big Brother Canada 5, but not on Rob as a podcast. Yeah. Not good. Not good as a guest.
That's the best. You know, I mean, Rob just handles the guests perfectly politically. And I think that that's another move in the right direction.
Absolutely. All right. Make sure you also check out The Taryn Show. The Rob Cesternino interview is up. Everyone's seeming to like it a lot. It was a good interview, I thought. I recorded with Brent. We recorded for a long time. There's going to be multiple parts to it. They'll be released over the course of time. But the first one will be up on Tuesday. Lots to talk about with Brent. He is a very interesting character. He has lived a very interesting life.
Oh, shocker. Brent talks a lot. I'm just kidding. He was my coach, so I'm allowed to throw shade.
Yes, he talks quite a lot. But to be fair, he had a lot to say because his life, he's lived a very long life, which is me calling him old.
I'm very excited.
Yes. I'm excited to see how people react to that one. So check that out. And then the LFC roundtable on Monday is going to have a different team. All of the LFC is unavailable for the LFC roundtable on Monday. So we've got a replacement team in the works, and Liana will be joining me and some other people for the roundtable podcast on Monday. So I hope you guys are looking forward to that as well. We'll get some new takes on the roundtable.
I'm excited for other people. That'll be very exciting.
Other people. All right. So thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.